And to start with, you might want to take a deep in-breath and a slow out-breath. Maybe another one. And see if with the out-breath, you can let go a little, letting go of some tensions in the body. And even engaging in a little smile by lifting the corners of your mouth. And becoming aware of contact points with the support. Your feet, legs, buttocks, and maybe back. And also your hands. As a way of dropping into being from doing. Dropping into being and sensing. And noticing how your body is this morning. It might be still a little tired or tense. Maybe even painful. Maybe you notice some pleasant sensations or neutral ones. So simply becoming aware of how the body is doing now. And as you keep reactivating the smile on your face, noticing that this is the attitude we are taking towards anything that's here, a gentle way of exploring and befriending. And also noticing how the mind is doing in this moment. Noticing any pleasant or unpleasant feeling. And in this meditation, we are going to concentrate a little on the unpleasant feelings. So if there is anything that's unpleasant or difficult in your awareness now, you might want to take that. Could be that it's a slight worry or some frustration or anxiousness. And on a scale from 1 to 10, I would suggest that you take something that's mild, moderate, like a 5 or 6, not a 9 or 10 for now. So if there isn't anything that's in the range of 5 or 6 in your awareness, you can call up something. Can be a worry about the future. Something unpleasant that happened yesterday some feeling of frustration. So whatever that is, we start with the R of rain, recognizing. So you might want to put a name on this feeling. Maybe it's several ones. So recognizing that this is there and naming it. There is anger, there is anxiety, there is worry. And blending in the second step of rain, which is the A for allow, allowing it to be there for now. You could even acknowledge by saying, this is difficult, this is tough, this is not easy, this hurts. So acknowledging it and also allowing it to be there for now. That's what helps me. I keep on saying to myself, this is for now, but it's going to pass. So, and you might want to add this welcoming attitude with the smile. It's okay, can be here. We are here in a safe space. I can allow myself to feel it. And there might be resistance. And then you can notice that there is resistance. And as good as you can, allow what's here. And with the allowing comes the third step of rain, and that's the I, investigate. And that's about dropping into your body and noticing where you feel it most. And if you like, you could even put a hand or two hands on the part where you feel this difficult feeling. That can be on your chest, can be in your neck, on your belly, between your eyebrows. Wherever you feel it, you could put one or two hands. Or imagine, if you prefer, putting your hands. And allowing yourself to come closer. How does it feel? Is it tightness? Is it rhythmic? Does it come in waves? Is it strong or mild? Big or small? Is it changing as I bring awareness to it? How does it feel? Allowing yourself to feel it. To be with what's there in a gentle way. And it could be that it's changing, and if it changes to a different place, for example, you can move your hands and put them there on this different place. Or maybe it changes in its form, and then you can keep on exploring. First it was rhythmic, now it's slowing down. Or first it was very strong and now it's milder, or the other way around. And if at any moment this is becoming overwhelming, knowing that you can go out of it at any time, you can move your attention to your foot soles, feel the ground under your feet, or focus on your breath. And just come back, only come back when you feel centered again, or stay out of it altogether. So only allowing yourself to feel as much as you can tolerate, not forcing yourself into anything truly overwhelmingly painful. But if you like to continue to explore, you might want to breathe into it and out from it. Softening the edges of it. And continuing to do this. Also feeling how the warmth of your hand, if you've placed it somewhere, is getting into your body, soothing it, which is already part of this fourth step, the nourishment, the N of rain, nourish. And I like to do that quite physically as well, by really transferring the warmth of my hands to the part where I feel it most. Maybe even moving those parts or even rubbing a little. Can also a little bit rub on that part. So doing any gesture that gives you a sense of comfort. Physical gesture. You can even give yourself a hug, putting the arms around your shoulders. So really being creative here of what gesture can help you to soothe the pain. So there's the physical aspect of soothing, nourishing. And that can be with your hands, can be breathing into it and out from it. And there's also a mental aspect of it where you can send yourself some good wishes, some love. And adding anything that you might want to say to yourself, like, this is difficult, but I'm here with you. I love you. You can say that to yourself. May I be peaceful in the midst of this? Or if you find it difficult to send it to yourself, you can also imagine an ally, a good friend, or a mentor, or some spiritual person that's comforting you, that can be a divine. Someone did the divine, or it can be a figure, Gandhi, or anyone that inspires you. It can be someone who's already died. So someone comforting you. And keep on breathing with this. Pain. And really being creative here in how you can nourish yourself by sending wishes to yourself or imagining personality giving you a hug or comfort in you. You'll get through this. I'm here to support you. May I take good care of myself. And tuning in how things are now. Has it changed in any way? Has it become less or more? Continuing to put your hands on the parts where you feel it. And you might want to take a deep in breath. And a slow out breath. And just focusing on the breathing for a few more moments. And listening to the bell as it announces the end of the practice.